Table of Six Productions presents Fallen Empires.
Mercy.
The night goes fine for the first watch.
So I'm assuming I wake up and
Tamsin, you wake up. I don't know. Are you checking on everybody?
I'm going to be on watch from this point on.
But are you going to be checking everyone?
Yeah, I'm going to actually be down.
Give me a kiss goodnight.
Kind of walking around.
You can see it. That's right. While you're watching, Tamsin, you actually hear.
You made a roll.
You hear a roar in the distance. And then all of a sudden you feel a gust of wind.
Can I identify the roar?
You can roll a survival with advantage.
Thank the Lord on the advantage.
So it's one.
Ooh. Critical. Oh, give him that piece of
paper. You hear the roar. And you think for a second. You reach down, grab the dirt, move it through your hands.
That'd be me.
And you think for a moment, and then it comes to you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. I don't like that look.
Awesome. I'm just kind of...
And you feel a gust of wind, and then it's done. You don't...
Do I get an idea of what direction?
Yep. It's where you're going.
The tower.
Mm-hmm. The roar was in that distance.
Yeah.
That's it. The rest of the night is you're good to go. And once you guys are all asleep, you guys all have a dream. And it's kind of like before.
So I have the dream, and then everybody else has it after I've.
Yep.
What's this beer look like in this dream?
Nothing. The dream is kind of like before, where you're all kind of there. You know that you're all there, but it's kind of weird. And what you are is you walk into a hospital, like a hospital place, and there's a patient there. And you get down beside. It's almost like you know you're all there, but it's only one person. It's like you're not all standing there. It's just you, but you know you're all there. And you sort of sit down by the bed, and you see the patient, and they're in bad shape. And you take a moment. You clench your fist, you put your hand on their chest, and you see this golden light go on your hand, and it goes into their body, and all the wounds sort of, and they all heal. And you get up, and you walk to the next bed, and it's another person, bad shape. You sit down, take a second, put your hand on their chest, gold light, heals up their body. You go to the third bed, same thing's going on. You clench your fist, you put your hand down on their chest, and as you do, nothing happens.
How many bodies in total?
This is the third one. The patient gets up, like jumps out of bed and grabs you by the chest or by your shirt, pulls you close.
Oh, jump scare.
It's us.
And it says, "Save me!" And then instantly falls back down and is dead.
Do you recognize it?
No, you don't recognize who it is. At this point, you kind of look up, and as you do, it's almost like a horror movie where the room extends infinitely, and you see bed after bed after bed after bed of patients.
Like a violin drag.
And there's twins just goes at the end of the hallway.
All the way down, and there's just infinite amount of patients on beds.
Stay with us, Tammy.
Yeah, no. And that's it. And as the beds go on, you move to the next bed, and you can't help anyone. Let me make sure I did that right. That's all. And then you wake up.
On my rounds, I see his goatee thing. Just kind of like, that's weird. Walk over to the tree and I'm assuming the chain wasn't gathered, it was just split. So I gather it up and leave it near.
Okay. Token?
Dingleberry token over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just out.
And then I double check on Squelch and make sure he's still good.
He's in a little fetal position bowl. Sleeping.
I'm okay too, by the way.
What's that?
I'm okay too.
You didn't get a special check. You're the only one that didn't really get anything. I healed you. I know you're good. On my lap, hearing the roar. Would like to know if I can see any tracks.
Okay.
And I get advantage on wisdom checks to see if there's tracks. That was a cock, but I'll take that roll. It's fine. Okay. I'll take that for sure.
There is no tracks.
Okay.
From where you are.
Based on what I know, you gave me pretty good details.
Yeah, I did.
So I don't have to think too hard.
Give me all the details.
I have so many details. I want to wake everybody up and tell you I'm so excited. You have no idea. All right.
The morning. Your dream is done. Everyone's had the same dream. You wake up. You hear screaming. And this little goblin comes out of the bush and he's like, "Blood, what happened, Squelch? Not hurt?" And he's like patting himself down, trying to find where blood is.
Toby, you want to take care of this one?
Squelch?
What is this thing?
You saved us.
I help his performance.
You're going to have to roll persuasion again. This is too much.
I help.
Okay. Tell me how you help.
I go along with him and everything he says.
Let's hear this conversation.
Squelch, you saved us. Look at your weapon. It's covered in blood and there's pieces all around you. The boy must have lied about his allegiance and attacked you.
I remember him breaking free.
And he stabs the body.
Breaking free from the tree and I passed out.
Squelch, not remember. All right, roll.
One more
one. Persuasion?
Yeah.
You gotta persuade him.
Another nat 20!
This goblin is so warped. He thinks he's the king of the world. He's like,
he is the king of the world.
That's right. And he like stomps on his
head. He's like, I remember now.
He like stabs it a couple more times. I got you. Good. I hope you're stupid boy.
So, Powell, what happened to your facial hair? Did you shave last night after the battle? Because when I meditated, you know, for 4 hours up there, just alming it up.
I'm like,
come back down.
I'm like hanging out with Squelch.
Your beard is like gone. Have you checked this?
And I hear him say that and I look over at him and I go, whoa, he's right.
You look like...
I'm like holding my head a bit like,
Your one eyebrow is even, like, in a permanent arch.
How much did you drink last night?
I wipe off my sword. Look at my reflection.
You're going to have my inspiration.
Who did this?
You just see a little goblin, like, jumping up and down on this body. He just, like, got his sword, and he's like, and stabbing it.
Yeah. So I went to bed, you had a full beard. Is this like the evil pal that Squeeby keeps talking about?
I'm not evil.
I agree with this. You vomited all that evil out of you a couple nights ago, if I remember correctly.
I like prop my sword on a stump or a rock, and then I take my dagger out and I just start shaving the rest of it.
Like, clean it up real nice? Is that what you mean?
See, not like, real nice. Just getting rid of the other hair.
You look like the bad guy from Three Musketeers now. You got a real thin French mustache.
No, I take off all the hair.
Oh, okay.
So you're all baby-faced?
How cute.
You probably needed it.
Wow. Squelch, the leader. Squelch says, tower we go.
One quick thing before we go.
Mighty, what do you mean,
Mighty
quick
Captain?
Thing?
Last night while y'all were asleep, I heard a young female fire dragon that is definitely injured screaming from the direction, whatever way we were, I heard it from.
Tamsin and Token, roll inside, please.
9.
20, unnatural.
When he says dragon, Squelch's face just goes whoop, white.
Falls off. Oh crap! Picks it up, puts it back on. It's upside so down.
He looks pretty scared.
Dragon. Yeah, I used to hunt them, and I pull out my necklace with the dragon tooth on it. When I live with the dwarves.
Squelch, you're a mighty leader. You're not scared, are you?
Is the dragon at the tower?
Well, I squelch, and goblins scare dragon off.
I don't think she went far. She has treasure there?
Well, there's treasure there.
Was it her treasure before you found it, Mighty One?
I don't know. It was at the top.
Yeah. She'll be back.
I don't like dragons.
Well, you scared her off.
Scary.
You scared her off, though, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Goblin tribe's strong. We scared her. She ran away. We got her.
So what's to worry about? You're the mighty squeam.
Squelch.
Squelch.
Well, that's true. And I have you all as my subjects.
And look at that tooth.
Okay, to the tower!
I kind of fall back and grab your, pant leg, trying to get you to hang back with me.
While this is happening, mm-hmm. I spend 5 minutes memorizing my spells for the day, and I want to spend the rest of the time examining the boy monster.
The boy? Yep.
Its anatomical features and
any arrows that I can salvage from him.
Yeah.
Not to learn anything, just to record, to take notes on it.
Yep. Yep. Okay. You waiting for it?
No, I'm...
You wait for it. I saw you eyeballing me.
I'm only using the fly.
Uh-huh. You're taking your time with it. It looks like the tentacles and some kind of weird transformation.
It's like illithid?
Yeah.
Mind Slayer stuff?
Yeah, it looks kind of weird. It's not something that you're really that used to seeing. Alright. You guys.
You were hanging back.
Oh, okay. You guys go ahead and chat while I set up the next thing.
So, what's your chances against this? Well, are you really a dragon hunter?
Yeah. After my village burned up, dwarves found me. And they were.
I don't need your whole backstory. Are we going to be able to handle this dragon or not?
Let's say I spent 10 years with a much larger dwarven group prepared to deal with dragons, and it was still a struggle.
So
young female fire dragon that's already injured is aka pissed off.
So do not engage.
Probably don't want to try to engage here.
Would it be intelligent enough to be helped?
Yes, they can be.
Help her reclaim her treasure in exchange for the information?
I can't speak Draconic.
Perfect. We should grab a beer sometime and you can tell me about that
backstory that you don't want to hear about right now.
That's right.
I don't drink, but yeesh. Sure.
Maybe we can have a candlelit dinner.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but you're not my type. Looking for something taller and definitely more female. Although, you're pretty close.
Stop. Okay. As you guys are walking, you guys had that conversation. Anything else before we make it to the tower?
I apologize. Sure. I talked to Powell and apologize for the obviously naked aggression that we had to use on the boy.
Ooh, okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
I understand that. I just want you to know that we would have supported whatever you wanted to do in that case, but I felt we were in danger. I'll leave it at that.
Hey! It's right up here! I think we need to start being quiet.
Yes, please be quiet.
Are your goblin friends outside the tower, or are they all inside?
It's been a day. Who knows?
It has been a day.
It's been a heck of a day.
I guess I'll look around to see if I can find any hiding goblins.
Hiding goblins, okay. Roll perception.
Yeah, I would be doing that too. I'm in the forest. I should have a pretty good idea. I should know exactly how many there are too.
11.
I am in the forest. 12.
11. You don't see any goblins.
You are
so enamored and just energized about this dragon that you sense.
That's fair.
That you're stuck on it. You can't even pick up anything. You don't sense any kind of goblin tracks or see anything, really.
Okay.
Squeeb sort of pokes his head through the bushes over where I put you guys over here. This is kind of the scene right here. You see maybe I should read it. He pokes his head through the bushes and then pulls it back and he looks back and he goes, "We're here."
Did I say that?
No. Squelch. Squelch!
Just naturally.
Just kill him off already, guys.
Just you know, naturally.
No.
ID number size and.
Why would he kill off recently? Our leader?
But because I rolled a negative, I didn't need to roll.
You don't sense anyone on the ground.
Alright, fair enough. I'll accept that. I'll allow it.
We're here. Be quiet.
Alright, Squeeb.
Alright.
All right, as you guys peer through the tree line into a nice big clearing, Squelch has led you to the edge of a large glade. It is cool and shadowy, with the ground blanketed by grass and then patches of yellow soil. There are also large burn marks on the ground, almost like craters. Yeah, almost like craters into the ground. Rising up in the middle is an ancient tower about 80 feet tall. The tower is covered in white limestone, which is now all dirty, and it looks like it's really old. It is capped by this sloping roof that's sloped out, and there's a large door that looks like, you guys are technically just a little bit this way, but whatever. You see that the door has been broken off. There is no door going inside. It's been ripped totally off its hinges, and there's sort of ash in the craters, and sort of like a little bit of smoke, just a little bit in the craters that's coming off of it. As you start looking up this tower, you notice that about midway, there's like this large stained glass window that's right in the middle of the building. It's really big. And then as you move your eyes further up, you see that there's clouds that are so low that it's like covering part of the top of the tower. And it sort of moves, and you sort of get a glimpse of the top of the tower.
Is it like a thick cloud?
Yeah, it's really, you can't see through it.
Like a fog or like a cloud?
It's more of a cloud, but it's like just fully covered the whole
look
sky.
Magical? Because it seems kind of...
Probably not natural.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really low.
Unless there's a tornado.
Yeah. It's really low.
Is there like a notch? Is there like wind going back? You know, away from it while it's wind going down.
No,
it's like smog.
Smog. That's what you see.
Smog.
So.
I gesture towards the craters and I nudge Tamsin.
Yep.
Red dragon?
Yep.
I'm glowing.
But it's a young one.
Young, dumb.
And broke. Now that she doesn't have any. Gold. And I know where D12 might have taken that. I'm going to do a quick lap around the whole area in stealth.
In the trees?
Ooh. Around the edges.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I just want to get a good look at the whole shebang.
You tell Squelch?
I ask Squelch.
Oh, he says yeah.
All right.
All right, you make it all the way around. It's
any...
The tower up there, you don't see any goblins at all.
Okay.
And... Nothing looks different from...
I can't tell if there's any dragon tracks.
Doesn't look like there's a whole lot of dragon tracks. You see some where it looks like the dragon probably landed
yeah.
somewhere.
Can I tell how recent?
It's been a day.
Okay, so like when she was chased off, not when, like, she's not arrived. Okay, and those scorch marks similar?
Yeah, it just looks like it's burnt ash. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think she's here, but we should proceed as if she is. So we're gonna want to get a shield in front, and your fire spells are gonna be pretty basic against her.
So I've
hopefully
switched up a bit today.
Very good, actually. Very good. I'm happy to hear that. What was all those year worth of conversation about how we should maybe not do all fire all the time? Squelch, I think that would be our best plan of action, but you are in charge.
We take the tower.
Agreed. But slowly, of course.
Of course.
Yes.
He sort of goes behind your leg. And he goes,
that way!
Yeah. Holding on to your leg.
Yeah. Ride or die. It's go time.
You should do, Luke. You should take all these things and just build it up, really.
Yeah. I tried, and I only made it to 3, and then I ran out.
Ah, boo.
That's okay, Luke.
That's unlucky. That's unlucky.
That's why I have...
Just print off sheets of this, and then just put one down, and then one...
That's why I already have a bunch of pieces back here, so I can change
like
it.
Like, corners.
You want to put those change back on us?
The what now?
The chains?
I think we should probably leave those off for now.
Yeah, I think it would be good if...
You're the chain gang!
Yeah, well, you should put them on, right?
But if we have them on, we won't be as capable of fighting the bad goblins that are in there.
But maybe we don't need to fight?
Hopefully we don't.
If we're presented as, say, like an offering?
Hmm. That would get us a better count of how many are in there.
Offering for who?
Well,
Squelch not allowed in tower no more. Squelch right. Exiled.
But if Squelch shows up with a chain gang, maybe he has some leverage to get in.
Leverage is a big word.
We could pretend like we're prisoners of Squelch.
Pretend? We are prisoners of Squelch.
Squelch? Not think this works. Glubnose hates Squelch. Glubnose kicks Squelch out. Squelch have to be on his own. Me found you guys. You guys helped me out a lot. Squelch's tribe grows.
Right. But what is better? What's a greater leader? One who leads with force and chains? Or one that just lets his people do whatever they want.
Squelch not think it's a good idea. Wait a minute. Squelch leader.
Mm-hmm.
You Squelch.
Yeah, you killed
said him. Take tower.
Let's go.
But you killed that big guy back there, so why don't you take the tower? You're so capable.
As you say that. You see him sort of look up into the sky, into the clouds, and dart his eyes around a couple times, and then he looks back down at you.
You guys, Squelch's tribe, protect Squelch. Tower.
Heard the man. The man.
I sprint up solo to the door and see if I can... I'm going to stealth around the... to the edge.
Okay.
See if I can see in to see what I'm dealing with. God.
Luke, can I send you something?
Yeah.
21.
Send me something?
Yeah.
21?
21. Yeah.
You noticed that when the clouds moved a little bit.
She's near, guys. I don't know how close, but she could be up there, but I doubt it. I think she's just making her way back.
We
probably want to get in. Being in is better than being out at this point.
Is
it's a choke point.
Is it?
It is.
All right. Squelch?
Squelch is up with Tamsin.
All right. We go in. You coming?
Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Not evil Powell.
Mm-hmm. Give me one second here.
You're fine.
What did you see in there?
What's also a question?
As I stepped out into the open.
No, it does. It does, Steven. It's gotta be
you. I can
you
sense her presence.
Because it says originating from you.
The dragon's presence?
But
yeah.
Originating from me doesn't mean I'm in the center.
Right? Yeah, that's how I would read it.
I see what you're saying. Because you stomp your...
I mean, it's up to you, but...
Steven, here it goes. Evens, yes. Odds. Evens, it is originated from you. Odds,
you
not.
Watch and make sure it doesn't lie.
It's odd. You can point it.
So, yeah, when I stepped out into that open space, I could sense that she was nearby.
But not necessarily inside.
But not necessarily inside.
Okay, I'm going to wait for him as you guys see that.
And that's my... That's what I see when I poke my head around the corner?
Yep.
Okay. Alright, once he's back out, I'm gonna go in quickly too. I was gonna try to teamwork, but he was so quick.
I got a P2, but I can hold it.
I'll hold it.
Alright, so as you guys are sort of stealthily running, because you're kind of scared of what's going on to get inside, you come up to the edge of the door and you peek your head in. You see the room, it's in a really bad state. The walls are all dirty and like looks like the plaster's falling off and it looks really old.
Plaster.
You heard me. There's like some chairs and like part of the door and stuff stuck into the corner. Looks like they just piled a bunch of junk in the corner. There's three goblins in the middle and they look like they're playing some kind of weird game and they just keep shouting at each other and yelling at each other. They're like throwing these little objects on the ground. As you're peeking in there, you see another goblin sleeping in front of this giant machine, and it's got like this giant net loaded into it. And then there's one more goblin. He's in the corner and he looks like he's taking a dump.
He's saying,
"Eat up, eat up."
So the ones in last time.
And then there's one door.
Got knocked in the pit.
One door going out, and the goblins are just sort of playing, squealing, and
we see one more door this way.
Yeah, there's one. There's one door right here.
Going further.
Okay.
Further in.
All right.
Isn't there a door there?
Yeah.
Okay. I just can't see from there.
Okay. Yeah. So. That's what you guys see when you walk up there. And I need to roll a dice for her. Three turns. Decide what you want to do. Not turns, just decide what you want to do. I'm going to keep turning it down.
Huh?
Oh. You have a timer.
I think we should all just draw arrows and just go in shooting.
I can do an area of effect spell.
Lord of the Rings star.
Oh, yeah.
I can hail of arrows while he does, after he does his, my next attack. Well, will hit
if you
all
want
three
to use
of them
it,
too.
I want to save mine.
Leroy right, Jenkins. Oh, my goodness.
You didn't even wait for me to tell you how many there are.
No, he didn't. He Leroy Jenkins does.
I step past, as soon as he goes through the gap. Dang it, Leroy. And I just hail of arrows, or hail of thorns, and...
Well, why don't you all roll initiative,
it.
And let's see if you get there before
go
he does.
For it. Not with that, I'm
not. Oh, that 20! This dice is the best die I ever had!
You guys keep calling me Jared. I think Jared's sitting over there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
17.
19.
Oh. Hey, I get to go before him.
I'm glad, but what are you going to do?
Take the dodge action.
Exactly. But
go ahead, Token.
Alright, Token is gonna try to sneak in.
Okay.
Stealthily and then just climb in this rubble.
Alright, roll stealth, please.
Please roll a one. Please roll a one.
Please roll a one.
Well, an 18.
He did.
A 1-2.
Yes, this is what I want.
Wow.
What?
Wow, it DM's against you.
No, that time I really want this to happen. You start crawling through. And you're crawling through this stuff.
No, there's something in here.
As you crawl in, you touch, and it feels like something squishy. And, like, you look up, and there's a goblin inside there, and he's asleep. And as you grab him, his eyes open, and he goes, "Wah!" And he, like, slaps you in the face, it's and R2. All the goblins turn around, and it's just a normal round.
I wish I was Roy Jenkins now.
No.
Continue
around that corner and just...
You're inside there.
Fire my own thorns, but I respect the commitment.
Is he prone?
He is prone, and you're on top of him inside this.
I'm not mad at you, boo.
He's just like screaming, and all the goblins start turning around to see what's going on.
And Crapper John does too.
He sort of poops himself, and he's like, "Huh?" He's still messed up.
Hit that brown note.
I'm gonna stab him with my rapier.
Yep, go for it. Advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, rapier. That's a.
Jeezy Crowley, how many?
That's 22.
A 22? Yes, you hit.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage?
That's a kill. Get him out of here.
So I get my sneak attack because of advantage.
You just. All the goblins just stand there for a second.
And
they're,
then I use
they're also
my,
alert.
And I use my reaction to go.
Is there a bird in there?
Okay. Roll me persuasion.
Performance.
Let's go with performance. I like that.
Sorry.
Backseat DM.
Eric!
That's right.
Backseat DM.
You took away my plus two.
Well, they're still going to investigate what's going on.
12.
Okay.
You can thank Pal for that.
It's not going to matter. Pal's going to run in anyway. Go ahead, Pal.
All right, I stay out there. And I pass.
I was going to throw the coin. Ah, no! You get in there!
All right, I walk in.
I should have known you had a trap guy in there.
Yeah, because normally that's where I would go and stand. So that I was safe, and then it would come out from behind me. Exactly.
I go over here and against the wall.
Yep.
And I take the dodge action to soak up some hits.
Okay, I like it. Next is Sweep.
Nice tanking.
I'm going to cast Bonfire.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Bonfire?
Yeah.
Where are you casting it on? Right in the middle of them?
Next to Powell.
Next to Powell.
On this guy right there.
Okay.
I'm on everything. Dex save.
20.
Okay.
Just checking to see what you need to do.
That's my turn.
They are dexterous.
Pal, when you're in there, you start hearing scratching at the door.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
You start hearing.
Do I hear that?
Sounds everybody does.
Do I know what that is?
Yeah. You would know that that's a wolf. This guy turns around.
I think I would know that's a wolf too. I'm a wanderer.
They all stand
this
up.
Is we all
you look down what they're doing. Wait, it looks like there's teeth on the ground, and there's like little piles of dried boogers. And it looks like they were like playing a game or something with teeth and boogers.
Teeth and boogers. That's
teeth and boogers.
Classic goblin kids game. Needs jacks when you've got teeth and boogers.
These two attack you.
Disadvantage. Oh, what they have? Yeah. Just dodging.
They don't have anything.
Disadvantage.
Yep. We got a 10.
Hit. Close.
And a 6.
Mm.
All right.
That
the third one is shooting an arrow at you. 5. That's terrible. The one that's pooping his pants sort of like is
trying
to turn.
Pants.
He's just like pooping, and he's turning around looking at you, and he's like, what? And he turns around, and he's like just naked. And
That's okay, I can't see anything.
He goes to run, and he's like slipping.
I got my fire in there.
He's like slipping in this pile of poop that they put in the corner.
Slipped on the pile of poop?
Yeah, there's a pile of poop over here. And he like falls and like lands in it, and like his pants are all the way down. This guy wakes up, and he's like disoriented, but he stands up, and it looks like he's looking at this machine that's in the corner.
Uh-oh.
And it's Tamsin's turn.
I bet that's a freaking dragon
weapon. I use my reaction.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You want to do that?
To let them know that there's a machine in the corner.
Okay.
Take out the machine in the corner.
Zip!
Like for lunch?
Yes.
Into the corner.
Make sure you buy.
Firing on that goblin.
Squeeb, were you staying outside?
Mm-hmm. I just shot it. Yeah. I'm like at the corner, I guess.
Firing at that one.
Hey, yep. What about
go for it.
Squelch. Squelch.
He's going right after Kansas.
That'd be 22.
How much?
7.
You just hit him right in the neck. He's and he falls down on the ground. He's dead.
Took him out.
The scratching.
Told me to take care of the weapon. Mm-hmm.
The scratching starts getting louder, and Squelch goes, "It's time to take back my tower." And he runs over here.
Yeah.
And he attacks.
Good for you, Squelch.
Take back what's yours, son.
Crit miss his
dice. He rolled a 10. He missed.
Oh, no.
At this point, the door, you can hear it start cracking. Like, it's breaking, and the snarling's getting more. You can hear multiple snarling inside now.
Multiple snarlings.
Squeeb, you...
Oh.
Need to move that bonfire.
You all of a sudden, like, feel this rush of air.
Oh, no.
She's like, and you're like, you look around, and, like, the clouds above you haven't moved at all. But, like, you just got hit with a big bolt of air. What?
You gonna let me roll?
No. You're
inside. I should be able to... sense her presence.
Okay, good.
Does it come from a direction?
Butts. I can't sense it with a 3
behind
or
me.
An 8.
It just like pushed you forward, and you're like, and you look back, and like, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
Next, Token, you're up.
I'm going to. Bonus action.
Bonus action dash to get there, okay.
And then I'm going to hold my action, aiming. Is this thing loaded, does it look like?
It looks like it's loaded with the net.
I'm going to aim it towards the door.
Yep.
Of that, and as soon as it breaks open, I'm going to fire it.
Nice.
Okay.
It was probably
okay. I like it. Roll investigation to figure out how to open it. Or turn it on.
I have to use my reaction to save it.
15.
That dice is loaded. That die is loaded.
Investigation? That's 20.
20?
Okay.
Yeah. You find a lever that you can turn to open it up. Pal, you're up.
I threaten this one. I try and intimidate that one, and then I take the dodge action.
You lost your goatee. You don't look very good.
Roll intimidation to keep his focus.
You look like a baby face.
Nine?
Okay. Was that a no? You didn't roll? Or?
Nine.
All
right.
Nine. Who's next? Squeeb.
I will run in, and I'm going to cast Thunder Wave.
All right, Pikachu.
So, 15 feet.
She just made Detective Pikachu.
I have to go next to my bonfire.
With your investigations.
And I say, boo!
I get scared.
Con save.
Where are you doing it?
This whole group.
Okay.
Gotta use sculpt spells to exclude Eric and Squelch.
Alright, so con?
They automatically save and don't take damage.
Alright, con save?
Yes. 13.
What is sculpt spell and how did you get it?
It's my evocation wizard subclass.
You already got it at level 2?
Mm-hmm.
Fail, fail, and fail.
Too squishy there, too squishy.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's why I used a con save instead of a dex save. I'm a smart wizard.
You're a wizard.
9 damage.
To all of them?
To all of them. I want to use that Heraclix rule, the pushing whatever and hit the wall.
Alright, they all go flying.
Take a picture first.
Oh.
Go ahead, say it.
They all go flying up against the wall and just... And you can hear the bones cracking as they land up against the wall.
Nice.
And they all fall down on the ground, dead.
All of them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an M&M song.
Mm-mm. I blow the smoke off the end of my wand. Down.
Sweet. Squeeb is, like, as he ran up there and he attacked once... And he sees them all go flying. He goes,
"Oh!" A squelch.
A squelch. Oh, stop!
Squeeb does do that.
Squelch does that.
Does Squeeb?
Yeah. The goblin's turn. The only one that's left. He stands up and he's like covered in poop, and his pants are down at his ankle, or his pants. God. His pants are down his ankles, and he like waddles over the door and he opens the door.
Perfect. Up.
Ooh, does that mean maybe this net will hit him too?
It might.
Oh! Together.
So inside there,
there's a lot of dogs in an abandoned pool.
This door opens up, and you see him there as this wolf just like instantly jumps into the room. Are you firing?
Oh yeah, I called it.
Roll dex, please.
We need battle music.
Huh? I yell, "I support you!" from across the room to support him.
13.
14? 13. 13? Yeah, it's a minus one for you, isn't it?
I wrote an 11.
Oh, why is this all messed up? 13 hits.
Holla, city of Squala.
13, you shoot this net out. And I thought I had it. Oh, yeah, I did. Where's my net at?
Is he looking for a net?
No.
What about Lynette?
Where's she? What have you done to Net?
Just had it. Whatever. There's a net that comes out.
It's probably in one of these two rooms.
No, it's not. It hits both of these guys, and they get all wrapped up in the net.
Radical.
And then I just get mad because I thought I had it, and I don't.
Just got mad. I knew that's what you're looking for.
This net just, like, sort of wraps them all up under the ground, and they're knocked on the ground.
That was... necessary for my immersion.
Was it? Yeah. Then the rest of the wolves start piling out. This one jumps out. Next one jumps out.
Oh, it's the magnet that's doing that.
Yeah. Last one runs over here. So you hit the one wolf... And he's going to, roll strength to break out. That's going to be his action. He starts biting at the net, and he breaks out of the net. The minute it hits him, brings him down, but he just stands up. That's all he gets to do. He doesn't get to do anything else. The other goblin's still tangled all up in it. The wolves go to attack. First one on you, Token.
Mm-hmm.
7. Second one. Oh, what's going on now? Oh my!
Look at that.
Yeah. Second one on Squelch. Hits.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Why would he attack Squelch?
Why wouldn't it?
Because he's a goblin.
And.
Yeah, they would.
They know wolves? Wolves know he was kicked out too.
Wolves love goblins.
Yeah, they're not going to.
No.
This one will run over all the dead bodies and attack Bell. Alright, here we go. Squeeb.
I got you.
13.
That's my armor class.
4 damage.
Alright.
Make a strength saving throw, please.
Boy.
Watch on.
Massive -1. Here we go. 3.
He knocks you prone, and he's on top of you. Next one on... 21 to hit you, pal.
Hits.
5 damage.
Was that with disadvantage? Oh busted. Oh,
good move. 22. Yes, it was.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are Are you rolling with a machine over there?
I am.
I feel unimmersed. Yeah. I need dice.
Is that
five damage?
Unfair. And
strength saving throw.
Unfair. Unfair.
I got it.
Damn,
we tried to pull fast one once.
Yeah.
Good thing I was paying attention.
Saving throw, 15.
All right, it comes up and bites onto your armor, and it like bites down, and then you just sort of shake it off and throw it back down on the ground, and it just slides away from you, and then it comes right back at you.
Okay.
Yeah. So that takes us to Tamsin.
I dip out to whatever range I need to probably use a longbow without having to face.
You can stand right there in the corner.
All
right,
fine. I'm going after the one that's attacking Squeeb.
Okay.
I hope I don't miss.
Thanks, bud.
Here comes.
Literally said, I hope
here
I don't
comes.
Miss.
Here comes.
10, by the way.
Okay, nothing happens.
All right. 10 damage to the floor.
Okay.
Mark it down.
10 damage to the floor.
Thank
got
you.
It.
That's some plaster breaks.
The arrow whizzes past it.
This isn't real brick.
Into the bonfire and burns up.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I look out the door.
You have a massive feeling that's very close.
Mm.
Token, you're up.
Wow, I used it up.
I'm going.
Is he grappling me or anything, or am I just prone?
He's sort of like hovering over your body.
So I'm not restrained or.
You're not restrained or nothing, you're just not prone. It's more of he attacks you than someone else attacks you, but it was just the one. But it will make you wait. It'll make you waste half your movement, though, or 15 of your movement.
I'm going to take.
15 is way more than half my movement.
I'm going to take the. Disengage action.
Okay.
And then I'm going to move 25 and then dash. Actually, I'll go this way. I'll go 25 and close the door.
Okay.
As an interact.
Okay.
And then. Is this...
There's another door going in there.
Is a door?
Yep.
I will...
As you look around there, there's just a bunch of rags and dirty clothes. It's like piled up where you think the wolves were sleeping. There's also a giant war banner in the middle, and it has this emblem on it.
I want to walk up to that war banner.
Okay.
Wear it on your shoulders.
Okay.
What wall is it on?
How?
Actually?
It's like literally just like on a, like a post.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
There goes my hero.
I'll just go ahead and stab this wolf.
Okay.
11, I think, misses.
Yep, misses.
Okay, that's it.
Squeeb.
I stick my hands out, stretch, so I'm like, I'm underneath the wolf, and I say, magic missile! And
okay.
I cast it. Since right. It's no materials.
Yep.
Pretty sure.
I'm doing all bolts.
Pretty sure you used something for magic missile last time.
No, it's just verbal and somatic.
Three bolts?
What were you doing inside of your cloak?
I was doing...
Yeah. Very good on it. That's your semantic.
Yeah. Verbal sound
boom, all three against him. Five.
Six.
Well, yeah, 6 plus 3. So 9 damage.
Plus 3?
It's plus 1 each.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
9 damage?
Force okay. Damage.
Yep.
Fine, force damage.
Three of them go in, and it like falls backwards, and it looks like it's really hurt, and it sort of whimpers over to there.
That's right, bad doggy. And then I go 10 feet over to my pal Tammy.
Okay. It's them. You disengage, right, Token? Yes. This wolf looks this way. He's gonna try to break out of the net. The goblin.
This way.
He's ripping out of the net. He doesn't have an action. He literally jumps on top of this wolf.
What?
No, he's a war rider.
And he hits it, and it just
the poopy guy.
Uh-oh.
Runs out.
All right, deal. Get.
Oh, I needed to roll from a bonfire.
Because she's out there. Let her deal with them.
The next is what? Your bonfire for what?
Con.
It's gone.
If it took damage, it's gone.
Gotcha. Dead. This wolf gets up, and it just runs right by Squeeb, and Squeeb takes an attack.
Wait, the wolf goes down.
Squelch.
Who does?
Ah, Squelch!
It's so hard that we've kept him alive.
Yes, it is. Four damage to him.
To Powell?
No, to the wolf from Squelch.
Oh, as he ran by Squelch?
Mm-hmm. And ran out of it. All right.
I used a digital die on accident, and I rolled a 15 on everyone.
Did Squelch also attack the one running out the door?
No, I ran, but it didn't run within his reach. Two attacks on you, pal. With this, no, they don't have disadvantage this time.
They do not.
Miss, and don't fall asleep. And miss.
Touch it up.
Right,
sleepy,
happened.
Sleepy.
All right.
That's
those same. Two.
I have a little
jump.
Same. That's about 415.
No. It's to you. You hit him three times.
Oh, come on.
No, you hit him three times.
So he's afraid of me. He's a smart animal.
He's ferocious.
Dogs don't fight to death.
It licked its wound.
What do they do, actually?
That's gonna be a
Survival Vic.
18.
Ooh.
To hit. All right. Almost.
Yeah. Take 4 damage.
Wouldn't pee on a fire to put him out.
Michael
Hitch?
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
That's it. Tamsin?
True. I am gonna go...
Little help! Oh, Daniel.
I'm not gonna be at disadvantage at this range, right? I'm still not gonna be disadvantaged.
No, you will
range.
Now. It's all right. On top of you.
Short sword draw. Swinging that bad Larry.
Swing.
Okay.
You just drop him a bow then?
You can one-hand it.
Sling it over the shoulder. 16 for 6 damage.
You hit it. It's done.
Sorry, Wolfie.
And
then
done.
I move right. To...
As you run by,
yeah.
It's the end of the round. Oops. You glance outside, and all you see is... A shadow just go, woof.
Yep. They're gone.
They're gone?
Yeah. That's why I said leave them. I knew she was coming. We should all know she's coming.
And you feel, inside, you feel a burst of wind just woof, coming inside real quick.
Steer clear of the door.
She's no longer hungry.
Token, you're up.
I'm going to pull out my oil flask again.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
My oil flask.
Yep.
And I'm going to start manipulating this banner to make it look like Squeeb.
Like Squeeb?
Squelch.
Okay.
Squelch.
Oh, my gosh. We are done. Squelch. We are done. His name is Tria now.
No.
He's become Tria?
No. All right. So you manipulate him so it looks like Squelch.
Yeah.
There you go. You can start drawing. Pow.
With an oil
thing?
I have some ink you can borrow.
I'll take
all I have is oil.
I'll take the dodge action with them both on me.
Okay. Sweep.
I will use Firebolt against the one. Are they both full health?
Yeah.
The one closer to me. Plus 5. 12?
No, miss.
What?
I'm also gonna... 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
As you walk by, all you see is two little boots sitting there.
Oh.
Outside.
Two smoking boots.
Two smoking boots, that's it.
Oh, mercy.
Next. Alright, the enemies. Alright, here they come.
Wait, was that Squelch's turn just now? Why'd Squeeb go?
Oh, yep, thank you.
He hasn't gone.
He hasn't.
Oh,
in
yeah.
like three rounds.
He's been enjoying himself.
He's just sitting back watching everybody fight.
He went once.
He went once out
He's
of
the
three.
Leader. Work hard.
work smart,
four,
not hard.
Four damage.
See? Huge. Huge.
Mm. All right. Mm-hmm. One is hurt now.
Bigly damage. Which one is hurt?
The one furthest, well, yeah, closest to you.
Okay. Grazie.
Nothing on your attack, right? Or did you take the dodge? Dodge. You did odd dodge. All right. They're both attacking. Oh, yeah, because they're both attacking. All right, they're both attacking. That's going to be a 20. I rolled double 16s. You guys sure you want me to roll this way?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, are you kidding me? Max damage, 10 damage.
I'll use Stone's Endurance.
Ooh. That was max damage. That was rough.
Roll a d12.
Roll bizarre. Roll yeah, bizarre.
You better roll bizarre. Something big.
Eight. So I minus that eight.
So four damage.
Mm-hmm.
Two damage. Max was 10.
Yeah. Oh, eight. Yeah, I'm sorry. Two damage. Two Thank damage. You. Thank you. All right, second
I'm
attack.
Watching you.
Advantage.
Math is hard.
Math is too.
That's a 13. That misses. That's both of them. They're done. Squelch is gone. Tamsin, you're it until this timer goes out. All
right, I am firing on the injured Wolfie.
Mm-hmm.
So, sheath the sword.
Uh-huh.
Pull the bow back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds like a lot of stuff you're doing.
You know what a bow
Not really. Especially when it's over your back. Boom! All
right.
That might go through it into the next one. So that's 8. That's 11. 16.
And you can re-roll them.
Boom!
Yeah. You hit it right in
right
his butt.
The base
right
of the
right
skull.
In his butt, and it just goes right through his body, and pow, all you see is this air just sort of stick through his skull. And then it just falls down.
Gruesome.
Very. Top 10 kill right there.
Hey,
kill of the week?
Okay.
That timer is gone. Guys, you feel a thud. And you see this face sort of go into the area. And all you see is
hello.
It opens its mouth, and this orange glow starts coming from its mouth as like the saliva starts to drop from its mouth, and he's just like pointing his mouth inside there. So the ground just shakes, and you can smell the sulfur in the air, and you feel the warmth and glow coming from the doorway.
In Draconic, we've come to rid this tower of the goblins, but we'll be leaving. No treasure.
Okay. Token here.
And I use formal language.
Ooh. Ooh.
Indeed. Formal Draconic.
Dear dragon.
dearest dragon.
Kick open the door.
Oh, wow.
Waving this banner.
Here.
And I'm like, for Squelch! I'm sorry, for Tria!
It sounded like you corrected yourself halfway.
And I'm waving his new banner, and I mount and try to load the thing if I can
figure out the nets.
What about the net that I was already fired? Can you refire nets?
Yeah, in about 5 rounds.
Mm-hmm. Is that how long it takes?
The net's sure. Like all ripped up from claws and the goblin ripping
it's
out.
It's like you're folding a sheet.
All right, well then I'm here, and then I see this big old red head sticking in the thing. I go, come on, this way, guys.
Don't fight her.
I run away back into the room. Okay. But I leave the door open this time.
How'd you get out of here?
Okay.
Ha, what happened?
And take the dodge action.
That's everything I'll be saying, action. I'll say in
How?
Draconic,
huh?
And then in common.
Okay.
Okay.
At the same time?
Pal, you're up.
Yeah, I'm mixing words in.
Giant Draconic dragon faces through.
Common.
Take the...
Disengage,
thank you.
I got you, boo.
And go in here.
Okay.
And I already took
that.
Yeah,
that's the music is like this. I don't know.
I like it.
It's battle music.
It's got energy.
Alright.
It's like a circus battle.
So you just sort of go in there?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Next is
Squeeb.
Squeeb.
Not to be confused with Squelch.
There's one more wolf.
I don't know which one's which.
There is one more wolf.
I'm going to try to firebolt it.
Okay.
Firebolt!
It's still full health, but okay.
I'm doing my part. 22.
Yeah, that hits.
8 damage.
A lot of damage, but not enough. It looks pretty bad.
I'm going to move. After Eric stops playing
Dollhouse. Go ahead.
As soon as he stops playing Dollhouse.
Can I walk through the net just fine?
Yeah.
One net?
Well, I could pour a quart and make you roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're through.
Wolfie.
Wolfie's turn.
Wolfenstein.
Wolfie turns and looks like it's realizing that the dragon is there. And it takes off running.
Oh, Squelch gets a hit.
It's in the way.
Squelch gets a hit.
Unless he...
Oh, yes.
Dips and dodges. Correct.
He critical failed.
Come on, Squelch.
What happened?
He also gets an attack. It's his turn.
And now it's... I think he goes after you.
Yeah, he goes after you.
He went before me last time.
He's supposed to go after you.
All right, just to be...
So
he said
squeeze
instead.
Yeah.
I'm taking the shot at the wolf.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. 13, it's 4, 5.
Killed it. And it's running in. It looks like it's freaked out. And it's just like... And it just lands right in front of you on its side.
I say, Tamsin, well done.
I put my bow around my shoulder and... make sure that my dragon tooth is hidden.
Okay.
And I just put my hands up to her.
And dragon tame.
Tell her we'll be leaving. Like, we want to clear this of goblins, and we're out of here. We heard they hurt you. We're done with this.
You sing that in both languages?
Okay.
Is it like popcorn, like one word?
Yeah. That's what he's like.
Squelch turns around. And sees the dragon and starts running to you. And the dragon breathes on Squelch.
Ooh.
Because he's a goblin.
Because he's a goblin.
Fair. I'm not going to defend Squelch.
Dex save.
Squelch is a legendary creature, has legendary resistance and survives.
He just stands there and goes. He just blocks it and sends the five back.
5-6-5. That's not looking good for him.
Oh no, Squelchy!
Oops.
Welshy.
Let me get to it real quick.
Why haven't you run, Squelch?
Well, he was going to run. And he was running to Tamsin.
What do you mean going to run?
He was trying to run to me.
Ran so close.
Because I'm the dragon hunter.
Still gonna be 20.
See dead eye back.
He doesn't look good. He gets burnt. The whole bottom half of his body gets burnt. And he like slides up and he looks like he's dead. The dragon looks at you for just a moment. And then boosh and takes off.
Atta girl. Boom. Clever girl.
Squelch grabs your leg. And he starts to pull up your leg, and you can see, like, the bottom half of his body is, like, all burnt off. Like, it's cauterized.
It looks like the dude in Windtalkers.
It's just totally cauterized below his waist, like, where it's all shut off. And he just sits there, pulls on you, he's like, Squelch leader! Save Squelch! And he's sort of pulling on you.
Oh,
make sure to join us again to find out what happens on the next episode of the Scandalous 6 D&D podcast.
Oh hey, not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram at scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye!